Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily dose of cosmic and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to guide you through today's horoscope based on the moon cycle. Don't forget to check your sun, rising and moon signs for deeper insight. Follow us on Instagram and visit bornonthesaturn.com. The universe is speaking, don't miss it. Today, March 23rd, the moon remains in Capricorn during the waning gibbous phase. The fire of Aries burns in the sky, pushing us toward action, while the Capricorn moon reminds us that true power is not in force, but in strategy, patience, and discipline. The waning gibbous phase is a time of refinement, a moment to strip away the unnecessary, to carve away excess, and to shape the raw material of our desires into something lasting. This is a day to walk with intention, to move not for the sake of motion, but with purpose. Aries, you are the fire starter, the initiator, but today the Capricorn moon in your 10th house asks you to think beyond the spark. What are you building? This is a moment to define your path, to set a course not just for the next step, but for the next decade. Vision without foundation crumbles. Choose wisely. Taurus, the Capricorn moon in your 9th house asks you to move beyond what is comfortable. You crave stability. But growth demands that you venture into the unknown. Knowledge alone is not wisdom. Experience is the true teacher. Where have you held yourself back? It is time to expand your world. Gemini, there are things within you that are shifting, dissolving, reforming. The Capricorn moon, in your 8th house, urges you to face your shadows, to refine what you fear, to embrace the process of becoming something greater. Power is not control. It is surrender. Trust the transformation. Cancer, every relationship is a reflection of self, and the Capricorn moon in your 7th house asks, what are your connections teaching you? Not all bonds are meant to last, but those that do must be cultivated with care. Are you investing in what truly matters or clinging to what should be released? Leo, the Capricorn moon in your 6th house reminds you that true success is not in grand gestures, but in the daily work. Your dreams need structure. Your creativity needs discipline. Are your actions aligned with your aspiration? If not, today is the day to correct the course. Virgo, you are a perfectionist, but today the Capricorn moon in your 5th house asks you to find joy in imperfection. Creativity is not about control. It is about surrendering to inspiration. Release the fear of not getting it right. What you create today does not need to be flawless. It only needs to be real. Libra, the Capricorn moon, in your 4th house, asks you to return to your base. Are your roots strong? Have you built your life on true stability or temporary illusions? This is a day to fortify your emotional foundation, to reconnect with what truly nurtures you. Security is not found in others, it is created within. Scorpio, your mind is a weapon, but is it being wielded with purpose? The Capricorn moon in your 3rd house asks you to refine your thoughts, to speak only what carries weight, to listen only to what is true. The words you use shape your reality. Choose them carefully. Sagittarius, you are the seeker, but the Capricorn moon in your 2nd house asks you to ground yourself. What do you truly value? Money, time, energy. These are the real currencies of life. Are you spending them wisely or scattering them in too many directions? It is time to align your resources with your greater vision. Capricorn, with the moon in your sign, today is a moment of reckoning. Are you living as the person you are meant to be? Capricorn is the builder, the architect, the one who climbs the mountain while others look for shortcuts. But are you carrying burdens that no longer serve you? Refine the plan. Step forward with precision. Aquarius, the Capricorn moon in your 12th house pulls you inward, asking you to examine what is hidden beneath the surface. There is something you are holding on to that no longer serves you. A fear, a belief, a pattern. It must be released. Surrender is not weakness. It is wisdom. Pisces, the Capricorn moon in your 11th house asks you to get serious about your dreams. Ideas are not enough. They must be given form. Who do you need to connect with? What structures need to be built? The future is calling, but it requires more than hope. It requires action.
Thank you for joining me on Burn and the Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit burnandthesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.